Broadcasting live from Roberta's in Bushwick, Brooklyn, you're listening to HeritageRadioNetwork.com. The following program has been brought to you by Cane Vineyard and Winery. Cane Vineyard and Winery supports Heritage Radio and the growing movement to change how Americans eat and how we think about our planet. For more information, visit www.cane5.com.
Hi, everybody. You tuned into the Heritage Radio Network. The show is Flash Talks Cash. We're about money. Making it, spending it, saving it. What to do with it when you get it. I'm your host, Joanne Flash Fleming, here with my co-host, Andrew, my son, Newman.
Good afternoon.
Hi, Andrew.
How are you doing today?
And we have our engineer and producer, Jack Inslee, in the
Hello.
Booth.
Am I on? Yeah.
Okay.
Last week, I couldn't get my mic to work.
Oh. And you're flying solo tonight.
We didn't even notice,
Jack.
We didn't even notice. Don't
you're
worry
flying
about
solo today. We broadcast every Thursday live from 4:30 to 5. And if you can't listen live, you can access all the episodes. They're archived on the website, and there's free podcasts available for downloading. We'd like to hear from you during the show, so give us a call while we're streaming, 718-497-2128. That's 497-2128. We'd love to hear your opinions. Today's show, we're talking about the Wall Street protests. And I was very excited.
What is that exactly?
I was very excited to hear about the protests going on Wall Street. You know, my personal opinions about the bankers and the Wall Streeters, they have not paid their dues since they caused the crash in 2008, 3 years now, and they haven't felt very much, while the rest of the country is severely suffering financially. And politically, we're suffering. And it's because of the divide that's going on between the haves and the have-nots. And in this case, the haves are 1% of the population, and the have-nots are the other 99% of the population. That would be where I would fit. Where do you fit, Drew?
You fit in the 99%?
I fit in the 99%.
Well, that's a big, large 99%.
I'll tell you a little...
Give me the breakdown of the 99% to the 1%. Who's in the 1%?
The 1% are... let me just tell you one thing. I'll tell you. The top 400 people in this country...
That's not 1%.
Wait, I'm going to tell
you. Okay, go ahead.
The top richest 400 people in America own more wealth than half of the country's population. 400 people out of 350 million people.
We're up to that many people now?
Yeah. That's absurd. They own 40% of the wealth in this country. That's the 1%. A group decided to protest. They said, we ain't going to take it. It's time to throw out the trash, they said. That was how the message went out. So what they did was they put up a website, or it's like a critical mass kind of a thing, and they put it out there, and they said, we want 20,000 people to join in the protests and meet us on Saturday, September 17th, and we're going to occupy Wall Street until something's done.
That won't do anything.
See, that's a typical answer from an apathetic citizen.
What would that do?
Citizen.
What does that do?
Well, you got to do something.
It doesn't stop them from going to work. Half these guys work from home or somewhere not even on Wall Street.
But you don't have to physically do something.
They don't care.
You know, when you collect a group of people and they start to make a statement, your voice gets louder.
Okay, who's paying for it, though? Take off from work and...
The bulk of these people showing up are the overeducated,
Jack,
underemployed.
How many people are on unemployment?
Yeah. Too many. Almost 10% of
the
population.
There's plenty of people who could sit around all day in Wall Street doing nothing.
They're using the unemployment money for lunch, I guess,
exactly,
to camp out.
Well, these people don't. Many, many, many don't have jobs, and part of their protest is there are no jobs here. We're spending money in all sorts of places, in wars around the world, and the rich people, the job creators, aren't really creating any jobs, and their taxes are low, and it's the whole political thing. Well, we're going to talk about some of the things that have gone on since Saturday. They didn't get their 20,000 people. They only got about, I think, 1,500. You know, I'm not sure of the numbers. And the reason why I'm not sure about too much of this is because you're not finding much of this in the media.
Of course not.
Well, why is that? This is news. It's newsworthy. This is finally,
Your best bet is the Onion.
Well, what happened is, the media, the large media companies, some of them have given them very small space in their papers and their spaces on the internet, wherever they operate, and haven't given much notice to this movement. At one point, Yahoo was taking all the emails going to the Occupy Wall Street site and dumping them into a spam folder. And at one point, one of the organizations that was very interested in getting the word out about this Occupy Wall Street, the group was called Think Progress. So they first noticed the problem, and they found that many of the people who were using the Yahoo
web server
emails were getting a message saying, "Your message was not sent. Suspicious activity has been detected on your account. To protect your account and other our users, your message has not been sent. If the error continues, please contact Yahoo customer care for further help. We apologize for the inconvenience." That's what was going on until this group brought it to Yahoo's attention, and Yahoo said, "Oh, that was totally inadvertent. That's we're sorry about that mistake. We don't know how that happened, that a spam filter was set up for anybody sending an email regarding the Occupy Wall Street site." So Yahoo fixed it after they were called on it. But there's been lots of other agencies, medias, companies that haven't done much. Let me tell you, they have dwindled in numbers over the past 5 days. They're still there. They're located in, I forget the name of the park, Zuccotti, I don't forget the name of the park. It's right outside Liberty Street and Exchange Place. And it's across the street from the Orange Globe on Broadway. They're parked there. They set up, the weather has been very kind to them.
They have tents?
Well, that's what I was going to say. They don't have tents because tents are illegal.
Yeah, you can't.
So what they have is they have their equipment because they have lots of computers, video cameras, and things like that there. So when it starts to rain, they throw tarps over their equipment, and that's when the police come in and said, "You set up tents," and they arrested people.
Are you kidding me?
They arrested people. There's been arrests every day, and some people have
That's a problem when your mayor is like the top of the top 1%.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So the police are arresting the people on very bogus BS charges.
What else is new?
Let me just tell you. So the at one point, the protesters put on masks as part of their display, and they got arrested by the police because an 1845 law says you can't wear masks in public and protest. You have to show your true face. So they got arrested for wearing masks.
1845,
they pulled that law out, almost 300 years old. So you can see the police are a little desperate. Well, I happened to go down there yesterday to Wall Street to see what was going on with the protesters because I really wanted to bring a protester in today to be a guest here. But I couldn't find any protesters. But you know what I did find? I found Wall Street was completely in a lockdown. Completely in a lockdown. You could walk single file through, and there had to be, I don't know, I didn't count them, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of police officers all over Lower Manhattan. It's really pathetic.
It's an overreaction.
It's really pathetic.
It's all about control.
It's control.
That's all it is.
They're afraid of what might happen. I'm all for this. I think it's time for the young people, and most of the people involved, it's not exclusive, but most of the people involved are the 20-somethings who are overeducated and underemployed. And one of their big gripes is, you know, I got so much student loan debt and I can't find a job. And how right. the hell am I supposed to do this? Okay. Good for them. They're unhappy with the regime. This is unrest. This is really being what's the word? I can't think of the word. Excuse me.
Holy cow.
The Arab Spring. It's being compared to the Arab Spring, the revolt that's going on in the other countries, because it happened with the same people. The underemployed, the educated, the people who couldn't find jobs, the young people, and it's all being done. It's all being real time, Twitter, live streams on the internet as it's going. They have protest marches every single day. They've had food donated to them. Pizza is the popular food of choice.
Really? Is that really what you're getting into right now?
Well, I'm just telling you what's going on there. They want jobs. They don't want wars. So,
have you seen the student loan petition that's going around?
No.
They want, they're collecting signatures. I don't know if they are, but somebody's collecting signatures to try to get the government to forgive all student loan debt as a way of stimulating the economy.
That makes sense.
I think Andrew may have said that on this show.
I think I have. Past.
Yeah.
Well, Andrew maybe should be.
I am like in the forefront
of this.
Economic policy
committee.
This is exactly, what I scream about.
Well,
I was
thinking about this, how this could be very effective in Washington, D.C., because it's not just financial, it's very political, too.
It's everything, but everything comes down to the financial aspect.
Let me just tell you some of the things, the statements that are coming from Occupy Wall Street. There's a website, Occupy Wall Street. They Twitter, Occupy Wall Street. They don't want to be called protesters. They want to be called occupiers. It's a peaceful movement. And so today, they want to end wealth inequality. That's the 400 richest Americans owning 40%. Today, they want to end police intimidation.
Hell yes.
Today, they want to end corporate censorship when they found out about Yahoo putting all their emails into spam.
All those companies are owned by these people.
Well, of course. That's a big problem.
It's just sheer control. It's all it is. It's just the rich control the people through the political system and their job creations and their financial controls. And they like to keep the masses down and themselves above it. And then they come down every once in a while and say, oh, you know, yeah, we need to do something about this.
So why are you being so apathetic? Why aren't you running down to Wall Street and
protesting? I have to work to pay my student loans and survive.
Well, you could go after school, after work.
I work 12 hours a day, Joanne, to survive.
Well, so a lot of these people are unemployed. Roughly 80% of the Americans think the country's on the wrong track. They want to end the modern gilded age.
6% of these people in this country were happy with the way Congress is running.
Well, that's the next one.
6%?
6%.
Now, 15% of the Americans approve of the job Congress is doing. They want to end political corruption.
6% Republicans, I think it is, and like 8% Democrats. I don't understand how that gets to 15%.
I don't know.
But I heard that stat is
15% of the Americans. They don't break it down.
Can we get like demographic breakdowns on those 15%?
Well, I don't have it here, but maybe we can find it.
It's ridiculous, man.
Roughly 1/6 of Americans do not have work. Yeah. That's a lot of people. And joblessness. That's one of their demands. Roughly 1/6 of the American live in poverty. We talked about that last week. And poverty. That's another one of their demands. Roughly 50 million Americans are without health insurance. And health profiteering. Because the health insurance companies and other people are making money.
It's ridiculous.
And then 50 million. How about what went on last week with the Republican debate, and the guy said that one poor guy doesn't have any insurance, and somebody, a heckler from the audience, said, just let him die. He was a very sick guy. Did you hear about
Ron
it? It caused
Paul.
A lot
Ron
of controversy.
Paul, yeah, and Ron Paul did not necessarily disagree with that.
Yeah. It was tragic that people feel that way. You
they
know, here
the
you
question
have,
was, they said, you know, if the guy has no health insurance and he gets hit by a car or something, you know, what do? You let him die?
Yep.
And Ron Paul's answer was, you know, I believe that everyone should fend for themselves, essentially.
Oh, shut up.
No, but hecklers, but the hecklers also said, let him die. So it was very, very ugly. Very ugly. Americans have military bases around the world in 130 countries out of 165 countries worldwide. So it's time to end American imperialism, right?
Yes.
Okay. And America is at war with the world. It's time to end war. Finally, so let's see what's going on. This is really a worldwide movement. It's very similar to the Arab Spring. There are people around the world, Madrid, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Madison, Wisconsin, Toronto, London, Athens, Sydney, Stuttgart, Tokyo, Milan, Amsterdam, Algiers, Tel Aviv, Portland, Chicago, Phoenix, Montreal, Cleveland, and Atlanta. These people all around the world, all around the country and all around the world are tired of it, and they're not just going to take it anymore. And there is a movement.
You can do. What are you going to do?
If you feel there's nothing you could do, then join the vast majority of people who just say,
overthrow the country? Overthrow the country?
Well, that's destroy what they corporate did. Structure? That's what they did in the Middle East. It's time for an uprising.
But the problem is the companies are still around. The government doesn't do anything.
You know what they did in the 60s? They said the war in Vietnam's got to end. And it started just like this. And
but
the little
different.
Protest
this country,
marches.
The world is run by companies. The world is run by companies.
The little protest marches went on and on and on.
I don't care about Vietnam. That was 45 years ago.
And they finally ended the war.
Now, but now it's global, Joanne.
In 1975.
That was 40 years ago.
It took a long time. But right. Apathy is not was
but,
not the
but
problem.
But how do you. All right. You can protest it. Fine. You can protest against governments, but how do you protest against companies? How? How do you stop companies from growing and controlling political figures, the political system? This government's gone. The next one's going to come in, and they're going to get corrupted by these corporations.
If you don't
do
anything, then you're not.
How?
What's
the movement?
Can I tell a quick story?
Go ahead.
Real quick. This reminds me. In college, my best friend and my freshman roommate. He went on a hunger strike because NYU changed the housing rules to disadvantage sophomores. He went on a hunger strike for 5 days.
Right.
He gets written up in the newspapers. He gets an interview with the president. And what happened?
They changed back the rules.
No, nothing happened.
Nothing happened.
He got really hungry and that's it.
Well, that's one. But you know what? If you don't do anything, nothing will happen.
But
if
what
you
do
something, sometimes things happen. I don't have the answer. Let's come back in a minute and we'll continue talking about that. Okay, we're back. Flash Talks Cash. We're talking about the Wall Street occupation. The protesters are sitting in the park for 5 or 6 days now, and they're staying until something happens.
I think Andrew left the studio to go protest, actually.
Yeah, you think I got him motivated to go?
Yeah, I think he's there.
Complacency is probably one of the worst things that could happen, and it's going on. It's been going on for a long time, and I just want to inspire some young people, because see, I come from the generation where we weren't complacent. We actually thought we could make a change. I was living during the civil rights movement. You know, that didn't happen overnight. It took 10, 20 years of protests, small protests that went on all around the country. And eventually the civil rights movement took hold and it made some difference. I was there when the women's movement, well, we got some rights for the women's movement. And again, as Andrew doesn't understand, it's a bunch of small little protests going on that gains momentum
but
over time.
But you're talking about overhauling the whole country.
Well,
it's not individual
it's
things.
It's not the whole country.
What are you going to do? It's corporations. These corporations run the country. They literally do. That's how.
Well, listen. There's political pressure that can be applied through this. No, I mean, if the group gets big
pressure.
Enough, then
exactly.
You know.
But Jack.
That's what this is all about.
Like, one of the biggest
pressure.
Lobbyists in this country are these rich people.
Well, the system's got to change. And if you guys all sit there and say there's nothing we can do, it's going to continue. And when people in Wall Street protest and occupy, they're saying, we're not taking it.
So
something's got to change.
I should run for political office.
Well, I don't think so, because you're pretty apathetic. You don't believe in change.
How do you implement change other than getting to the top? But how do you get to the top?
Well,
you
the president,
get,
the president can make the
there?
Change.
How?
The
how?
President, he has
what
a
did
voice.
He do? What has he done? His voice has been nothing.
No, the president will hear your voice, these people's voices, and he can make a change. That's how it happens.
Who knows
president,
what would have happened if the Republicans didn't take the House back over?
President Nixon.
Well, we had it for 2 years and nothing happened, Jack. You know, nothing changed anyway.
It's true. It's true.
They still held everything up.
But if you don't continue to fight, you will never win. You are just a loser if you don't ever fight.
But the problem is, how do you fight?
Do what they're doing.
But how do they do it?
They're marching.
You have no money. You're doing it on $400 a week of unemployment.
That's
how do
right.
you survive that way?
You don't
how
need
long can
money
you keep
to
up that
protest.
Fight? You need to eat and live.
But you don't have to. And not everybody has to live there. It just has to be supported. Supported by, you can go there on the weekends. You go there at night. You can go there when you're not working. You can donate pizza to them. You can give them whatever they need. All this kind of stuff. And believe in their cause. And talk about it. And spread the word. That's how it works. That's how it works. And if there's a march on Washington, get on the bus and go to Washington and march with 400,000 other people. That's how it works. Without doing anything, nothing changes.
Maybe Flash Cash can send Andrew an assignment.
I would love that.
Yeah, well, okay. How about Flash
how
Talks
about next
Cash?
Week I go to the
how
protest?
How about Flash Talks Cash and Andrew start their own revolution in hey. Brooklyn,
which
okay?
Is, what are we doing?
We're going to fight the system just
how?
The same way.
How?
Those rich people have to stop running the show.
What are you
going to
do?
We're going to make it uncomfortable for them.
How?
I don't call them out. I'll figure something out. I'll
call
let you
out.
Know.
They've been doing it forever. This is not like a new thing, Joanne.
No. It's getting way more distorted. 99% of the people versus 1% of the people.
I want to know.
All right, money is not
everything. Has the divide ever been this big before?
That's what I got to find out, Jack. We got to find that out.
Has what ever been this big?
The divide, the economic divide.
I think it's been this big.
No, it's bigger and worse than it's been in maybe 100 years.
I don't know.
Okay, this is bad. And you know what? It's the unemployed and the poverty is just making this country sink
but no
sink
one's doing
deeper.
Anything.
They're doing something. Go to
what
Wall Street.
What are they
Street.
Doing?
Why don't you go there and see, okay? We're going to change gears now because Andrew's getting me so damn frustrated. And you know what? You have a week off tomorrow, next week, if you get into
for
the
what?
Protest march, okay? And march up and down Broadway.
What do I have a week off for?
Down, you can have off next week from the show as long as you're marching, okay? I'll let you have off from the show.
Wow.
I laid down the
gauntlet
the
for gauntlet. I have a half hour next week to go.
There you go.
You got to call in, though.
Okay. No,
so for a half hour next week, I get to protest.
Please do that. That would make me very happy. Okay, so.
Done and done.
We're not going to talk about that anymore. We're just going to talk about a couple other things. Some money-saving ideas that I've come across. You know how I love money-saving ideas.
I think we should
ideas.
Stop paying taxes.
Well, I don't know how that's going to help.
That's a way of protesting.
I think it's a better protest. Like, we should, the people who are paying the most taxes should stop paying.
The people who pay the most. So the top 400
us.
People.
Well, us.
No, the top 400
they're
people.
Paying a 19% tax bracket. No, we're paying a 40%.
The top tier pays the bulk of the taxes. I've already taught you that.
Yeah, I know.
The
but
year. Okay.
Like, I just, if they want to really reinvigorate this country, cut out income tax. You want to talk about cutting government spending? There you go.
I don't see how that's going to create jobs. So these people
people
who are
have more money. If people go home every week and they're losing 33 to 40% of their money in taxes, right? If you give someone a 33% increase in pay,
yes.
What are they going to do with that money? They're going to get out of debt and spend that money wisely, hopefully, or just spend it. Spend the money.
Right.
You know what happens when people spend money? There are jobs created.
That's right.
You know what happens when government gets involved? Nothing. And well, they just stay there. There's been no job creation by them.
Right.
There's been no capital improvements. There's
right.
been no energy improvements. There's
right.
been nothing.
Right.
Literally nothing.
Right.
And we keep paying taxes.
Okay, but you're very cynical now.
I'm completely. How are you not cynical?
You're very. Don't you believe that there can be changes?
I want to implement a change this way. I think we should stop paying income tax.
Well, frankly,
because I'm not happy with the way the government's being run.
Well, people
I'm
have
not happy
said
at
that
all.
Through the years. They stopped paying their income taxes and they got in trouble with the IRS.
But why do we have that? Why does the IRS have power?
Well,
because
we
give them power.
We have to pay for certain services in this country, don't we?
All I need is local services. No federal service is providing anything for me at this point.
Oh, I don't agree with you because the federal government
we have infrastructure improvements.
Yeah,
that's jobs right
the federal
there.
Government
exactly.
gives you money for your schools, your roads, your police, your medical.
But we should pay higher taxes to local governments. What do we need a federal government for?
Now you want Bloomberg to be in charge of all your money?
No, I want Bloomberg out as well.
Okay,
he's gone after this term, right?
Yeah, but. In
who
the meantime,
knows?
I know at
it's
this point
what
he's just making up more terms for himself.
And then the next guy.
I forgot that there were no term limits. Like Giuliani did it. Now Bloomberg's doing it. What
But Giuliani didn't do it. They wouldn't pass it for him.
I thought they did.
No, he wanted to run a third term.
So why did Bloomberg get it?
He changed the rules.
It's all crap.
He made a change. You see, he believed in something and he changed something. I want you to
believe in something. If I had $400 billion, I could implement changes too.
Money is not the only thing that makes change.
Money is power. Money is power.
It's one aspect. There are other aspects.
What's the other aspect?
A united voice. 400,000 people have a lot of power, even when they have one voice.
I'm going to start with the no income tax paying.
Okay, see how much momentum you get on that.
You know, maybe people would agree with me.
You can't just be one person doing that. They'll put
you in jail.
I'm going to
start a website.
They'll put you in, because it's income tax evasion. That would get you into trouble.
What if you do a mass movement of people stop paying taxes?
Good luck with that.
Why? What's the difference between that and something else? It's the same. It's a protest.
Well,
I'm protesting against my government.
How are they going to pay for the programs? How are they going to pay for the programs?
What programs?
The Medicare, the Social Security.
I don't want to pay for those anymore.
Well, you can't just pick and choose.
I don't want to pay for anything.
You can't choose.
The government does nothing.
What about the old people that depend on Social Security? What happens to them?
What about the people? What about when I'm older and there is no more Social Security?
Well, you better save some money for yourself.
So I'm giving away 6% of my money right now. For someone who's for something I'm never going to get.
Yeah, well,
it's a state-sponsored retirement plan, right?
It's a Ponzi scheme, isn't
that's
that
all
what,
it really
isn't
freaking
that
is?
What his name said this week? This
yes,
past
Rick
week,
Perry said
yes,
that.
He did. It's
Do
ridiculous.
You believe it's a Ponzi
yes.
scheme?
Because I'm never going to see.
I don't
any
agree.
Benefits.
I don't agree. I think they're going to fix the system.
It'll be fixed.
Well, it'll get fixed. It'll be changed.
Funding,
it'll get fixed.
They need to cut funding to the defense. That's it.
Well, that's part of the that's part of the revolution here.
All right, fine. So if we stop giving them money to pour into these things, they can't do it.
But you can't just pick and choose which agencies you want to fund and which
That's why you cut it all off.
No, no, that's not the answer. The answer is get 400,000 people to get one voice and be reasonable. You can't ask for outrageousness.
400,000 people. What percentage of the population is that?
Oh, I don't know.
That's less than 1%.
1%,
that's
correct.
That's half of a
but
percentage.
But do you know how powerful 400,000 people marching on Washington would be? It would be very powerful.
Didn't what's his name, John Stewart, do that? And what did he do?
No, remember
not a goddamn thing.
What did John Stewart do?
He had the rally for, what was
some
it?
Some kind of rally,
it was something stupid, and they did nothing.
Well,
look at the Tea Party, though. The Tea Party started off as a small group of people,
right.
And now all of a sudden they're the ones influencing the votes.
It's a force.
And the whole reason that the debt ceiling thing happened was because of the stupid Tea Party.
I agree, Jack. That's the way change happens. It starts small groups, fractured groups, and they start to gain momentum. They get a uniform vision.
But
they get one voice.
They need a better name than Occupy Wall Street.
But listen, it's a start. It's a start.
You're so disenchanted with everything. When you're so disenchanted with everything, Wall Street, government,
well,
everything.
You can't just take the baby in the bathwater and throw
it
out.
It's just all so awful.
Okay, well, you can start with one problem at a time, Drew.
But they're one and the same. They're like
intermingled
twin
it's
thing
true.
With like two heads.
But you can't take on the whole world. You got to take one cause. These guys said the bankers, the Wall Street guys are the pigs. They're greedy. They caused the problems. So the past 3 years, the financial crisis this country is going through, and they have not felt it, and it's unfair. And I agree with them 1,000,000,000%. The bankers need to feel the pain that the rest of the country has felt over the past 3 years. And that's what this is about. We can't get jobs. We're unemployed. We are living in poverty. You know, our houses are going to foreclosure. The wars are still raging on. It's time to stop. We've given Obama 2 years, and unfortunately, the guy isn't doing it. So now the people are saying, it's our turn. It's our voice. You're going to listen to us. We're not listening to the Republicans. We're not listening to the Democrats. We're not listening to the military. We're not listening to anybody. We're doing it, and we're taking it on ourselves.
But what are they doing? They're sitting out.
Well, Andrew doesn't believe in protests, small
protests. It's just frustrating.
Well, when you come back with another idea next week...
I got my idea.
I think you guys are doing your job. We're doing a radio show. You're talking about it. You're telling
people. But our job is to stop... If you stop giving someone money to do something, right? Mm-hmm. What can they do?
Listen.
They have to stop.
Let me tell you a story about a woman.
So let the 1%, the richest 1% and all these Wall Street guys, keep paying the taxes for the government that's supporting what they're doing, and I'm going to stop paying taxes for the government that's not doing what I want
to
do.
Try that movement. Go down to Occupy Broad Street and do that there, or Occupy Times Square.
It's just ridiculous.
Well, if that's what you believe in, try to get the people behind you.
If you're unhappy with someone who's working for you, you fire them, right? So you don't have to pay them anymore. I can't do that. And I can't go anywhere
else.
Well,
you got to go vote.
But what does it matter? The people who are voting. Everyone in Washington is the same.
Yes, it's true.
They all do the same thing.
That's right.
Which is nothing.
Right. Or they get bored out by big
corps. By someone who gives them enough money. They're like, wow, here's like $5,000. That's it. It's just like frustrating.
Okay. Well, you could see that Andrew is not going to go down to Occupy Wall Street today. But let's see what he comes up with next week. Maybe he'll start his own movement, stop paying taxes. All right. We'll talk to you next week. Take care. Bye.
Thanks for listening to this program on the Heritage Radio Network. You can find all of our archived programs on heritageradionetwork.com, as well as a schedule of upcoming live shows. You can also podcast all of our programs on iTunes by searching Heritage Radio Network in the iTunes Store. You can find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter for up-to-date news and information. Thanks for listening. The Heritage Meat Shop has just opened in the Essex Street Market. Open from 9 to 7 Monday through Saturday and 10 to 6 on Sundays, the Heritage Meat Shop supports independent family farms and animal welfare-approved and certified humane raising standards. Most importantly, they offer a wide variety of heritage breeds. So stop by, get a sandwich, try the charcuterie, the Heritage Meat Shop at the Essex Street Market. The following is a message from Heritage Foods USA. 14 family farms and over 50 restaurants have committed to participation in No Goat Left Behind, a new program developed by Heritage Foods USA, a meat distribution company dedicated to preserving endangered breeds. Without an end market, the majority of male dairy goats are sold into the commodity market or killed at birth. Dairy farmers are always struggling with feed prices, milk prices, and weather. Goats usually have twins or triplets, and for every female who will become a milker, there is a male buckling who will become a financial drain. It makes no sense that these males are sold into the commodity market or put to death when the United States imports almost 50% of its annual goat supply. Home consumers interested in participating can order goats through heritagefoodsusa.com. They will receive goats via FedEx, and home delivery is available for New York City customers. In addition to the goat, these packages will also include recipes and a DVD featuring interviews with the farmers, processors, and chefs demonstrating how to break down and cook goat. Again, for more information on No Goat Left Behind, visit www.heritagefoodsusa.com or call Aaron Fairbanks at 718-389-0985. This is a message from Fork and Anchor. Aaron Fitzpatrick, the host of our wine program, Unfiltered, is looking for help on Kickstarter to open Fork and Anchor, a general store inspired by two food-loving ladies with an equal affection for urban life, the sea, and the agricultural paradise of Long Island's North Fork. The store is situated in a growing community of farmers and winemakers and will become a meeting place offering prepared foods, a variety of sun-dries, and a selection of homespun products, many of which will have their origins in New York State. Your backing will help them fulfill their dream of fostering relationships with the community and making the local food system accessible on a broader scale. Search Kickstarter.com for Fork and Anchor and donate today.